past your hide, hear me call. Must I fight City Hall? Here and now, damn it all, come on back to me. What on earth must I do? Scream and yell till I'm blue. Curse your soul, when will you come on back to me? Have you gone to the moon or the corner saloon and to rack and to ruin, mademoiselle? Where in hell can you be? In a crate, in a trunk, on a horse, on a drunk, in a rose or a band, wrapped in mink or saran, any way that you can. Come back to me, come back to me, come back to me, come back, come back to me.
Oh, can you believe that? Joe Piscopo live on the radio. Happy New Year's Eve. We got a swinging rest of the show for you. But that song, it's from the album Francis A. and Edward K. And it's with Francis Albert Sinatra and Duke Ellington, whose name was Edward Kennedy Duke Ellington. And if that didn't swing, Alan J. Lerner, Burton Lane wrote that fantastic song, Come Back to Me. Something I discovered later on in my love for Frank Sinatra. We got some more coming up, but I wanted to give a shout out to everybody listening now. And thank you for your nice calls. It's 800-848-9222. My buddy Joe Costanzos, I love you, Joe. Thank you so much. God bless, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. And then I'm in the main line of Philadelphia. That's in the Grace Kelly section. It's the she section of Philly, and we have an event tonight, so I'm up there. But a lot of my friends, I was brought up down the shore. We spent summers down the shore in Long Beach Island in New Jersey. As you listen around the country, as you listen in Japan, and we there's a place in Jersey. It's a beautiful place called Down the Shore, and we were all down the shore, and all my friends from Philly would be down there, and we're all best friends to this day. So I understand my dear friend Dr. Michael Katz. He became a doctor. I did not. He was a lot smarter than I was, but I wanted to say hi to Michael Katz and send my love and to his family, his beautiful family. They're in Costa Rica now listening, if you can believe it. And I know Michael, he's a diehard surfer, so he may jump on some waves down there. But to Dr. Katz, to Michael, and in memory of our dear parents, to Henny and Sam, and to my father, Pasquale Giuseppe, and Ida Assunta Piscopo. We send our love, Michael Katz. Mom would be proud to know that you're listening, and love to your family. Speaking of Mamma Mia, can I dedicate this next song to Mom? Because on the mask card, my son Joey said, hey, let's put this picture of Mom on the mask card. And it was when she was 23, 24 years old. Beautiful girl from Newark, New Jersey, you know? So this is for you, Mama. I know you're listening. Frank Sinatra, the most beautiful girl in the world.
The most beautiful girl in the world picks my ties out, she eats my candy, she drinks my brandy. Most beautiful girl in the world. The most beautiful star in the world. She isn't garbo, isn't deep trick, but a sweet trick. Who can make me believe it's a beautiful world? Social, not a bit. Natural kind of wit. She'd shine anywhere, and she hasn't got platinum hair. The most beautiful house in the world has a mortgage. What do I care? It's goodbye, dear, when my slippers are next to the ones that belong to the one and only beautiful girl in the world. tell you she'd shine anywhere. And she hasn't got bottom hair. The most beautiful house in the world. It has a mortgage, what do I care? It's goodbye care. When my slippers are next to the ones that belong to the one and only beautiful girl. The one and only beautiful girl. The one and only beautiful girl in the world.
Ouch! Frank Sinatra, the most beautiful girl in the world. That's for you, Mama. Rodgers and Hart. Nelson Riddle did that arrangement. He kept, and you know what? And soon I'm going to play the NBC special, A Man and His Music, where he featured that in his second NBC special, and he did it live. Did it live, and he recorded it live. And don't forget, when Mr. S went into the recording studio, let's try that again. Can we drop that in? Can we cut that? No, he did it from beginning to end. If he didn't like it, he would go all over again. Beautiful performance by Frank Sinatra, and certainly Mr. Nelson Riddle. Let me go to Aldo, if I can, calling in. Hi, Aldo. Thanks for calling. Wanted to get some calls in. Happy New Year's Eve to you, my friend.
Josie, when you see a guy, go Buchanan, go Buchanan. Go
All
Buchanan,
right. And you know, Bob has been holding for a while, too. Gee whiz. Bob, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. How are you? Happy New Year's Eve to you.
Thank you so much. You got a great show, and Happy New Year to the whole cast of 77.
Oh, thank you,
and
brother.
I wanted you to play All the Way for me and my girl, Dolores Niggory. And I wanted to give you a little shout from Sinatra. I did it my way.
All right, Bob, hey, you hit it, brother. Thank you very much. We're going to get to the request as soon as we possibly can. But I wanted to say thank you before we continue with the music, certainly to you listening all the time, and to your beautiful, beautiful tweets. I look on even on Facebook here, wishing you a healthy and happy. Carla, thank you so much. And it goes, this picture by a young gal down in Florida, she made me look like, I don't know, looks like Jean-Claude Van Damme, but I look very cool. And if you see, I posted it on social media. I want to thank Remy Poops for that. So we appreciate all your nice comments. You look wonderful. That's what the future Piscopo statue should look like, Elias says. Place across from the Frank Sinatra one in Hoboken. Sure. Happy and healthy new year from Joseph Griffo. Thank you, Joseph. You still look good, Jersey Joe. Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate your kind, kind thoughts. And from Atlanta, Happy New Year's. And right back to you, Bob, down in Atlanta, listening to Sundays with Sinatra. And thank you to my dear friends, Ray Mira and Sean Amira, who are allowing me to utilize part of their home to broadcast, because I wanted to be with you tonight before we go upstairs to the event, because just love you. And, you instill in me the faith in this great country and the faith in humanity. How do I know that? Because when I meet you and we go on the street, or I'm doing a personal appearance, or I chat with you on the phone, I know the goodness, you know, of humanity, not just certainly in America, this great country, but all across the world. The humanity and goodwill prevail over the craziness, and hopefully, may God bless us in 2024 so that indeed that happens. Hey, let me get back to the music. This is a great, great song. This is from Johnny Mercer. See, again, I didn't know Johnny Mercer wrote this song. A dear friend of Frank Sinatra. It's from the album Come Dance With Me, the one, the only arranger, Billy May. Frank Sinatra, Something's Gotta Give.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet just as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gotta be kissed. So on guard, who knows what the fates might have in store from their vast, mysterious sky. I'll try hard ignoring those lips that I adore, but how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out just as sure as we live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gonna give. Fight, fight, fight it with all of your might. Chances are that some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out just as sure as we live. Something gotta give, something gotta give, something gotta give. Something gotta give, something gotta give. Oh, let's tear it up. Life is dull, it's nothing but one big lull. Then presto, you do a skull and find that you're reeling. She sighs and you're feeling like the toy on a string. And your heart goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. How could that funny face that seemed to be commonplace project you right into space without any warning? Don't know if it's morning, nighttime, winter, or spring. What's the difference? Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. She takes your hand, this captivating creature, and like it's planned, you're in the phone book looking for the nearest preacher. Life is swell, you're off to that small hotel, and somewhere a village bell will sound in the steeple, announcing to people love's the loveliest thing. And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. She grabs your hand, this captivating creature, and like it's planned, you're in the phone book hunting for the nearest preacher. Life is swell, you're off to that small hotel, and somewhere a village bell will sound in a steeple, announcing the people love's the loveliest thing. And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, 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 ring-a-ding-ding.
That is the album that Frank Sinatra did when he left Capitol, the first Reprise album he did. He said, I'm going to start my own record company, and indeed he did. He went to Johnny Mandel, and they did a whole album, that Ring-a-Ding-Ding album, back in 1961. Joe Piscopo, live on the radio, Happy New Year's Eve. We love having you with us, and we wish you the best for 2024. We're coming back before we get out of here, but we appreciate you always listening to Sundays with Sinatra, New Year's Eve with Frank Sinatra. It don't get better than that, baby. Joe Piscopo on the radio, coming right back.
It's Sundays with Sinatra.
Well, I've been taking it for some time. We saw the ad, and we thought we would give it a try. And I noticed after the first month, we just felt better. I told my doctor, too, and she said, this sounds like a really good product for you to be taking. We plan to take it for life.
I ran this by my doctor. I always run it by her, everything I take. And I told her I've been taking this for a while. Is this okay to take? She goes, oh, this is wonderful for you to take. Keep taking it. She goes, I approved this. This is very good. So she said, yes. She said, this is one thing you can take that's very good. I'm not going to stop taking Balance of Nature.
Step into the new year with a new you. Go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer to get 35% off your first order, plus a free fiber and spice supplement. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this exclusive holiday offer by using discount code APPLE.
The smoothest place on radio, KJZY.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not her face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not her smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not her lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you are free, hey, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? Wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not her chops, but they're such tempting chops that if some night you might be free. Hey, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right with me.
Sundays with Sinatra, with your host, Joe Piscopo, on Music Radio.
Singing the new.
Is that nice? Let's start the new year right. That is from the Columbia years of Francis Albert Sinatra. Joe Piscopo on Sundays with Sinatra. As we close out the show in just a bit, I have a special song for you. So many calls tonight, and God bless you for calling. I love to hear from you. Again, my mom's favorite part of the show. I love when people call and talk to you, Joseph, she would say. And so let me go to Rita, if I may, before we play our special, song-ending New Year's Eve number. Hey, Rita, thanks for calling. How you doing?
Joe, do you mean me?
I mean you, Rita.
That's Lena.
Oh, it's Lena. Not even close. Not even close.
No,
Lena,
that's perfectly okay. You did that once before. There was blank air, and I said, I think he might be me again. Maybe I should change my name to Rita.
No. Lena is great. I heard your voice. I recognized it immediately. You know, thank you. While we're giving thanks, thank you always for listening. We love you for that, you know. So what's on your mind, and Happy New Year's.
Well, Happy New Year to you and your family. Two things very quickly. When my father died in 2007, a few weeks later, I started to dream him. And he looked happy and healthy and a great big smile on his face because he had been sick a long time. So my New Year's wish is that you or somebody in your family is going to start dreaming your mom when she's really settled up there when she's made contact with everybody. Yeah. And she's going to look happy and healthy and a whole lot younger. And you're going to be really happy to know that she's still watching over you.
God bless you. And the happiest of New Year's Eve to you. Thank you, Lena. That is just beautiful. And as you say that, and as we get out of here tonight, I did have a dream already. It was so funny. And Mom was then the healthiest, my favorite, you know, the time when she would go out and she would socialize. She would come see her son, you know, working on stage. And I had a dream clear as a bell. So, Lena, thank you for that. Well, let's do a little bit with Dean Martin right now. Let's do a little bit with Francis Albert Sinatra from the Dean Martin Show as we close out our Sundays with Sinatra on New Year's Eve.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all
mention it, Marvin. And I also want to thank all you out there for watching. Please remember the moral of tonight's show. Put your troubles away until tomorrow. If you're lucky, someone will break into your house tonight and steal them. Happy New Year, everybody.
And Happy New Year with all my love and all my heart, with great respect and gratitude for listening to the show. Good night, Mr. Sinatra, wherever you are. God bless. See you next year.
You're listening to a special New Year's Eve dance party on Jazzy with your host, Fred Hall. Presented as a holiday gift from David and Melissa Codding and Jazzy 93.7 KJZY Sebastopol.
A New Year's Eve dance party. I'm your host, Fred Hall. For the next 6 hours, it's a traditional all-star parade of the greatest of the big bands. From the Glen Island Casino on Long Island to the Palladium in Los Angeles, it's a succession of dance band remotes and highly danceable, always swinging performances from the collector's files. See the old year out, the new year in with us in our New Year's Eve dance party. And let's go to Boston.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? When two great things get together, everyone knows that something has to give. Two great things have gotten together. The National Broadcasting Company on the one side, and Artie Shaw and his sensational orchestra and clarinet on the other. The Shaw man is going to give, and how this populace is waiting. Last night, Artie opened here at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel after an absence from Boston for a year and a half. We start another evening. The Shaw fans are coming in fast. The Rose Room. This is music by Artie Shaw, ladies and gentlemen, and now comes love, and with it comes lovely Helen Forrest.